field now, so Shimon knows that the owner like is starting up with him and saying that I didn't sell it to you. So if Shimon really bought it, Shimon is supposed to hold on to his shtar, watch it carefully, because he knows there'll be trouble later. So really we hold machor shalei before nehevi machor. Even though the protest is not in front of Shimon, the machzik, even though you're only telling your friends, that's also called a good machor. Because eventually the news will travel to them. If so, what's pshat in our Mishnah? And then the kasha was, why from Yehuda to Golas and Ochazaka, tell your friends in Yehuda, and the news will travel all the way down to Golas also. So where it says, no, in Mishnah Seinu b'shas chirim shanu. Our Mishnah is talking about when there's like war times, or they're angry, that they're not b'sholem one to the other. Therefore, people do not travel from one city to another city. But the Gemara is so, Mishnah Yehuda the golden okat. Takam, you're telling me Yehuda and Gol, it could be like the West Berlin and East Berlin. You have mamish in one city also, that they have a war between the two of them, and people don't travel from the west side to the east side. So why dafka from Yehuda to Golu? If it's a din any place that there's a war like, and not for Sholem, people don't travel, that's what you mean, it's not called a good machor, because the news won't get there, and that's what he meant to say. So why does it say Yehuda the Golu for? Gemara says, yes, Hol Kamash Malon. You know what the Mishnah wants to come and teach us? It's come to teach us that you should know that the Stam Yehuda the Golu Keshas Kirim Domi. That Minas Stam all year round, Yehuda the Golu is also like a place that they have Machama. In other words, people do not travel from Yehuda the Golu. Rashi says, Afilu B'Shash Sholem. Even at the time when there's no war, still it's not called a Chazakah. Because it's Siddin Kishas Chirim Dami. Why? Shein Shayoris the Mitzuyas Mizulazu. Because the Shayoris, the caravans, don't travel from Yehuda to Golu. Avo Bishal Malchiyo. But in other kingdoms, it depends. Iyika Chirim, if there's a war there, Lehi Habichazaka. El only Bishal Sholem. But otherwise, if there's no war, then it's called the good Chazaka. That's Pshan from our Mishnah. Havad Minasam, Machor Shloi Before Nevhevi Machor. It's called the good Machor. It's only a special story here. And Yehuda to Golol, here Lamaisa, it's like a Shas Chirim Dami, people don't travel one to another. Therefore here, it's not called a Chazaka. Because the owner's thing is, what should I make a Machor for? My Machor won't get to that person anyway. So why waste my time making a protest? Therefore, the one that's the Machzik in the field has to realize this. And therefore he himself is supposed to watch on to his star as long as he could. Elimore says, Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Ein Machzikin V'Nichsei Boirach. If somebody had to run away, for his life, so now that he ran away, if somebody else comes and makes the chazok, eats the field for the next 3 years, and he says that he bought it off the Boirach, that's not called a good chazokah. You know why? Because the guy that ran away, he can't make a machor. How could he make a protest? He has to run for his life. He can't make a machor. Therefore, there's no chazokah. That's called Ein Machzikin V'Nichsei Baruch. The Gemara says, Ki Amri Sei Kaima De Shmuel, when they said this halacha over in front of Shmuel, Omali said to him like this, V'chilim Chois B'fonav Hutzorach, like, why not? Why isn't it called a good chazaka? True, the Baruch, the one that ran away, he himself cannot come back into the city to make the machor, because then he'll get caught. But who says he has to make the machor himself in front of the person? Let him wherever he is and tell his friends there, and his friends there will tell other friends, and the news will get back. That's the question. Does the Baruch himself have to make the Macho like in front of the Machzik? That you say Macho has to be Befonov? We said before, not like that. We learned that Macho Afilish Play Befonov is also good. So, therefore, Lechur the Chazaka should be a good Chazaka here. Tomorrow says, if so, Verav, Maika Mashmalon. What does Rav want to teach us then? That Machor, Shloi Befonov, Lo Yehavi Machor, the whole Rav is teaching us then that his shita is that it's not called a good Machor, in Ekonami. The owner, when he sees somebody else in his field, a Machor means, a protest means, he himself, the owner himself has to come down to the Smachsik and tell him, get out, this is my field. But if the owner himself does not go down to the field, it's not called a good Machor. So here, where the owner is running away from town, he can't come into town, he's afraid of the government. If so, there's no time to why he didn't come to make a machor. He can't come into the city. Therefore, it's not called a good chazaka. That's what Rav means to tell us. For the Gemara, V'omar Rav, Rav himself said not like that. V'omar Rav, Rav said that machor shloy b'fon of heavy machor. That Rav says no. That when the owner makes the machor the protest, the owner does not have to be in the field, next to the field, speak to the machzik himself. If it's nostrum, the owner just tells his friends, listen, somebody's in my field now, I'm telling you, he's a ganef, he doesn't belong there. I never saw him in the field. That's enough. So we're back to the kash again. If that's true, if Rav himself holds that way, how could Rav Yehuda Amar Rav say that ein machzikim b'nechtei berach, where somebody has to run away from town, and then somebody goes down into his field and eats there for 3 years? It's not called a good chazaka. L'chura, why not? Why shouldn't it be called a good chazaka? The ma'aseh, if the owner finds out about it, and the owner himself does not have to come back into the city, it's enough for the owner himself to make the machor wherever he is. Like we hold, machor shaloi b'fon of heavy machor. So what's the problem over here? Yeah. So Marin says, Rav, Taimo de Tanakamo Kimaforish. Velele Sfirele. Rav is only explaining the Tanakamo, but Rav himself does not hold this way. But that's what Rav says. Machor stood before of heavy machor. He's only explaining in the Tanakhama, the Mishnah. Not that Rav himself holds that way. Rav himself holds by this halacha ein machzikim b'nichtei berach. Because Rav himself holds that machor has to be done before of. The owner himself has to go down to the field to tell the mach to get out of my field. I, Rav before, explained the Mishnah not like that. That's because Rav before was only explaining what's the pshat in the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. The Tanakhama of Al-Mishtataka holds Machor could be done after the Shleim before now. That's why only Yehuda and Gol is no good, because the Shafachirim dummy. But without that, it would have been a good Chazaka. True, that's what the Tanakhama holds. But Rav himself doesn't know that way. Rav himself holds that Ein Machzikim, that Ein Machzikim B'nichtei Baruch, because Machor has to be before now. The owner himself has to make the Machor in front of the person that's in his field. And if the owner is running away because he's afraid of the government, he can't come in to make the machor. Therefore, it's not called a chazaka. Nothing more it says. Zika the army, some say, Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that Machzikim bin Nechzei Baruch. No, that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav said the opposite. That if somebody runs away from town and other people come down and start eating in their fields for 3 years, it is called a good chazaka. You know why? Because the owner should have made a machor, to the fun of wherever he is, he should have told his friends there and the friends to get down to him. Now the more says, Ki Amrisa Kaim in the Shmuel. When they said over this pshat in front of Shmuel, Rosh says, Ki Amrisa Lohor de Rav, Kaim in the Shmuel, Achap Psiyosa Sharav, Shavol Luma de Fne Shmuel. After Rav was Nifta, then they came to learn in front of Rav. Omali Pshita. So Shmuel told him like this, Pshita, that Avad is Toshit, that you could be Machzik B'nichtei Baruch. V'chilimcha Tuchonov U'sarach, like you have to make a Machor B'chonov, like that's Pshita, that Machor Shlei B'chonov is called Heavy Machor. So Pshita, you can make a Chazoka, even B'nichtei Baruch. Even though the guy is running away, so what? Wherever he is, let him make a Machor. If something were Kash of Rav, then Mike Mashmon is so. Hakatakash and Rav, what is Rav teaching us over here? That Machor, Shlebepon, and Heavy Machor, is that what Rav is teaching us? That a Machor does not have to be done from the owner to the Machzik. It's enough to be done Shlebepon of. Rav, Chodazimno. And Rav already said this. Rav already said that Machor could be Shlebepon of. So then what does Rav have to say over specially that you can make a Chazoka B'nichtei Baruch? Rav said, Eloho Kamash Velon. The afilu micha b'fnei beis shein yecholim loy maloy heavy macho. Even though you only made a macho in front of two people, and even though you know these two people do not have the possibility to travel to the machzik, still it's called a good macho. That's the chiddush. In other words, not only that the owner, true, doesn't have to himself go down to the field. That's not. But I would have thought maybe the owner has to say it over in front of two people, the healthy people, that at least these two people could go down to the field and tell that machzik. Maybe that's called the good machor. But maybe in the case where these two edim can't even go down themselves, maybe that's not called the good machor. to Mashmalon, then that's also called a good Machor. Rashi says, "As Razafilu Micha Befonov Beis Shein Yechelim Leimaloi Kegoin Chigrum." Let's say he told two people that can't walk, or Shaholchem LeMedina Tiyam, or he told two people that have a plane ticket tomorrow flying to Israel. So, Bakur, you tell these two people they're not going to go down tomorrow and tell the person in the field. Umachikim Yosei Malchus Shedarbo Amastik Yehokim Machzikim Nichtei Baruch Tehani LeMachor. That's the Kiddush. Even though these two people that you told will not go down to the person in the field and tell him, still it's called the good chazaka. You know why? Because these two people will tell their two friends here, and the two friends here will tell their two friends, and news travels, eventually will get down to the person. That's the second Kiddush of Rav. The chavra chavrisle zilka kiv nevi machor chazaka nevi chazaka. That's what we're saying. That's the Chiddush of Rav over here. That what? That Rav is saying that here the Chiddush is Afilu Micha, this Nebez, even though you made your Machorna in front of two people that are lame, that can't walk down to the field. Shein Yechonim Loim Aloy, have your Machor. Why? The Yom Rav Onan. Rav Onan said, Lididi to me, Mefar Shili Mened Mashmuel, I was explained by Mashmuel, Micha Bifnei Shnei Bnei Yodom, Shein Yechonim Loim Aloy, have a machor. Shmuel himself holds that the owner has to make a machor, to make a protest in front of two people, that these two people are healthy and normal, and they themselves could go down to the field to make the machor. Then it's called a machor. But micha b'snei shnei b'nei yodim. But let's say the owner makes his machor's protest in front of two people that are lame, or that are going out of town. Shein yechadim loy maloy, loy have a machor. That's not called a machor. So that's the machor between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says in such a case it's not called the Machor. Machor has to be in front of the owner. It's true, he himself does not have to go down to the field, but at least he has to tell people that these two people could go down. What's John Rav Saka? Why does Rav say it's enough to tell two people that are lame? These two people will not get down to the field. So what kind of Machor is that? The answer is, for Rav, Chavroch Chavrisle. These two people you tell, they have two friends. Even though they themselves cannot go down, they'll tell their friends. And the chavro, chavri slain, and these friends have other friends. So the kids, the Rav holds, news travels. So as long as you tell two people, mail of this news will travel and get around, and eventually the person in the field will hear about it, that the owner is protesting, saying that he never sold you the field, therefore the master is going to have to hold on to his star. Therefore, it's called a good machor. That's the Chiddush of Rav. Omar Rava, what does Rava say? Hilchos, what's the halacha? Ein mavzikim benichsei baruch. No, you cannot make a chazok in front of a person that's running around. So the chura, why? Because the machor has to be from the owner to the person himself. And here, since the owner is running away, he can't make the machor. But then the Gemara says, another halacha, o machor shloi b'fon of heavy machor. But you should know that even though you make a machor the owner, not to the person himself, he just tells to other people, it's also called a good machor. So the Gemara Kasha Tarti. Then there's a theory of the two things. Once you tell me the owner can make a machor, even though